Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame members Rush just announced their 50-something tour. If you guys want to see them and grab a chance for you and a guest to win a flyaway to see the legendary band at Madison Square Garden in New York City, the prize includes tickets to the show, round-trip airfare, and a two-night hotel stay. Don't miss out. Enter now at WQAM.com. This is a national contest. Get to a little 15 minutes of game day uncensored here on the show, which is brought to you by the Lexus TX, room for all your passions and three rows of luxurious comfort. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. And do with this what you will. This could be something. Could be nothing.
What sport?
Football.
Okay.
The Miami Dolphins. So, familiar with the... Why am I asking Leroy? I know the answer is no. Vlad, are you familiar with Ricky Scoops on social media?
No, I haven't heard about this Ricky Scoops.
I feel like you've spoken about him before, right?
Who is this Ricky Scoops?
Ricky Scoops is a rogue NFL insider.
Rogue?
He is a guy who drops trade nuggets on the internet. And then just kind of posting dips, right? And his avatar is a dog with a red NFL cap on. This is the Insider's logo, just so everybody can get a look. That's Ricky Scoops.
Very legit.
Yeah. You could understand why people would be skeptical. But Ricky Scoops, he's back scooping. Because the last time Ricky Scoops was back in fold was the Micah Parsons trade. And he was one of the ones to first have it on the internet that Micah Parsons was getting traded to the Green Bay Packers. And then he had this whole thing that's it. I'm riding off into the sunset. And the trades don't get bigger than that. But here's the thing, dude. The internet, it's an insatiable beast. So now he's back. And he's decided it's trade season. I want to scoop some people because I'm Ricky Scoops. So he's been tweeting out some rumors. It's like he throws out a Jacoby Myers rumor. Raiders might be moving on from Jacoby Myers. That's cool. Whatevs. Patriots on the phone looking for another wide receiver.
Oh, he might go back?
Maybe. But then Ricky Scoops, 18 minutes ago, tweets out. The Miami Dolphins.
You can't be unsupervised during breaks.
What do you mean?
You need adult supervision during breaks.
I was doing research. It's on right. Which means I'm on Twitter.
50 Scoops.
Damn it. Obvious, but still good. So, Ricky Scoops.
Point for Leroy.
Tweets out the Dolphins are actively shopping Jalen Phillips. A name to watch as the deadline approaches. Sounds like Miami is ready to move him. Teams are also calling about Bradley Chubb, Jalen Waddle, and Devon Achane.
That's not true.
You can't say that's not true. It's Ricky Scoops.
He might listen. He's. I wouldn't. Now, I can understand why those teams are calling.
If I'm a Dolphins fan, at some point you got to keep somebody.
Right? At some point you have to keep somebody. But remember what his tweet was. Teams are calling about. It says the Dolphins are actively shopping Jalen Phillips. That's what they're doing. Mind you, it's the last year of his contract. And
he can't, for some reason, he...
Correct. And then other teams are like, well, we're talking about Jalen Phillips. Keeping that A-chan? So that's what's going on. It could be something.
I'm not giving up A-chan. I'm not giving up...
Could be nothing.
Everybody else... I'm not giving up A-chan. I'm not giving up Waddle. I'm not giving up Patrick Paul. Not giving up Sealer. Not giving up.
So you're not giving up any
young guys.
You're not giving up any of your good players, is what you're saying.
I mean, Jalen Phillips is a good player.
He's a good player. Last year of his deal, I understand why he would want to move on.
That has, like, you can't keep
with
putting
a ton of injuries. I mean, he's essentially Bradley Chubb.
Yep.
It's exactly
making
where
making a lot less.
No, I'm saying like when the Dolphins traded for him, like that's he's coming off knee injuries, then he had a good year. It's like, you know, so that's where that's at. I'm not surprised to hear that. I'm definitely not surprised to hear Bradley Chubb. He's on a reconstruction. Isn't he on like no guaranteed money this year? He completely pay cut this year because of his injuries. And then like here's the thing though, Leroy. Like if it's over. Like, what if you get a first rounder for A-chan?
No.
Really?
He's your only game changer, dude.
The game's over, dude.
Yeah, but not for this year, maybe?
Yeah.
What do you, like, okay, if you get rid of everybody, right? And say you get rid of all these players and you end up with one first round pick, 2 seconds, and a third. How long do you think it's going to be to turn this team back, get this team back around?
I don't know. Depends
like,
who's,
I'm
depends
thinking
who's
of this
making
as
the decision.
A fan. I'm thinking of this as a fan. And I don't care about the last 20 or 30 years or whatever, right? I'm thinking, I don't want to ever go into a season thinking we have no shot.
Right. I get you.
And if you get rid of like your young talent, the problem is they've been old for so long. Just bringing guys in and trading out assets.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're going to trade your young assets?
Thinking forward.
You think you're going to find another A-chan?
I don't know.
No, man. I'm not. There's probably five or six players, young players, that I'm thinking, hey, you can have everybody else. We ain't talking about these players.
What
end
about
of discussion.
First and third.
Huh?
First and a third.
Nobody's gonna offer you a first and third.
I didn't say nobody's gonna offer. I said, would you take it? Don't change the.
No.
You're being a deflector.
No, I wouldn't.
Okay. What about Waddle? What would you give it for Waddle? Second. Or you keep him?
I'm keeping Waddle.
All right.
Because you what are you gonna like? You understand that you got to replace these guys.
Going to replace everybody.
And what are you replacing them with?
Don't know. I don't even know who's going to be making the decisions.
Right. So you just chill for right now.
Chill? That's what they've been doing.
No, they haven't been chilling. They've been making a whole bunch of moves, a whole lot of moves that haven't panned out. I think. Well, you can have a fire sale. Okay, but you still need to start somewhere.
Yeah, but your fire sales.
Like you think you could just go into next year's draft and say, "I'm gonna get another A-chan. I'm gonna get another Waddle."
I don't know. When I see where the Dolphins are at right now, it kind of just feels over. Like you got to just find everything
again. It could very well be over, but you still got to have a base.
All right.
I'll tell you what, say the Dolphins end up with another top five pick.
Yep.
And here's the problem with the draft. Here's the problem with going into the draft. You don't know what players are going to be highly graded. right? And if you need so many different positions, this is how you get put in a position of reaching. Because you need a position and you draft high in the draft. So I don't want them to reach either. I want good, sound decisions. Can you get that with this group? I don't know.
This guy picking them? No.
Okay.
But
he's
picked
good players, but he's also...
He's picked a lot of bad players too.
Yeah, everybody does.
Okay.
The success rate of draft picks is not as great as you think.
His success rate is a lot less than everybody else's.
That's because those guys aren't
And his
here.
Team management is even worse.
Yeah, okay, I got that one.
So would I trust him running a fire sale? Probably not. But I'm just telling you, it's out there.
All right. I'm not trading Achane. I'm not trading Waddle. I don't even know if I'd trade for an offensive line for this reason. What has been the hardest position to get? Offensive lineman, right?
I mean,
the only way you get offensive lineman is paying a boatload of money.
Who's the offensive lineman they're going to trade? Like Brewer?
No, I'm just saying. I'm saying I would not trade for an offensive lineman.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
You're going to have to build it through the draft. If you can get some more draft picks with some of your other guys, but you still got to have your core. You got to have a core. I'm wondering what the hell did they think? If that's on the table now,
mm-hmm.
Now you're being cautious with an injured player? Now? If you would have drafted none but healthy players, would we be in this position right now? No.
Yeah, but you know.
I know that's crazy to say. Who gets injured players all the time, though?
That's his thing.
Because they're cheap, baby. They're cheap.
He doesn't.
I can hear you talking right now.
That's not what I say. That's what he says.
It's 100. We can get them on sale.
It's 100.
We can get them on sale.
You're gonna have to grow up at some point, though, and pull the plug on this.
No, I'm not saying you don't pull the plug.
You're gonna have to. I'll give you another week.
I'm not saying.
If we lose to Dylan Gabriel, you're gonna have to trade Achane too.
I'm not saying you don't pull the plug. I'm just saying that there's certain guys I wouldn't trade because you need to start somewhere.
He's legitimately the only guy, though. Like, who else? Other than your guys on rookie deals. Like, who?
Achane. Waddle. I'd keep Waddle. I'd keep the two young guys. It's too soon.
About Waller.
Who trade for Waller?
Oh, somebody needs a target.
Waller's in a cheap deal. Why would you trade him?
Because you could flip him for a pick.
You ain't going to get nothing but a 6th or 7th round pick for him.
That's more than you have. You just told me last week you were proud of the Browns for flipping Joe Flacco.
Yeah, that was crazy. I mean, right after he had his worst game as a Brown.
Amazing. Bengals, dude. This Duke Tobin. Bengals.
Well, look, it figures. Who would trade for Joe Flacco after the game he had? The Bengals.
The Bengals.
There you go.
Take a break. Final segment coming on up. Ricky Scoops, dude. Back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.